This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. Check out The Noom Kitchen for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The UN agency providing aid to Palestinians says it's been forced to shut its headquarters in East Jerusalem because of violent protests. NPR's Lauren Freyer has more from Tel Aviv.
Video shot from inside the UN compound and shared online by UN employees shows protesters wearing Israeli flags as capes and chanting, "Burn down the UN." The UN says the protest was organized by an Israeli municipal politician and that police stood by and let it unfold. The head of the agency says at least two fires were set on the perimeter and that employees had to extinguish the flames themselves. He called the incident outrageous and said Israel has a responsibility to protect UN facilities. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government, though, accuses the UN of bias toward the Palestinians and alleges, without proof, that some UN employees were involved in Hamas. Hamas's October 7th attacks. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The family of a black U.S. airman recently killed by a Florida deputy in his home is speaking out for the first time. Adrian Andrews from member station WFSU reports the family and their attorneys say the whole incident could have been avoided because deputies were likely in the wrong home.
Civil rights attorney Ben Crump is representing the family of senior airman Roger Fortson, who was shot six times by an Okaloosa County sheriff's deputy last Friday. The sheriff's office says the 23-year-old was armed and that the deputy shot him in self-defense. Crump argues the deputies shouldn't have been in his apartment in the first place. Okaloosa sheriff's office says it's turning the investigation over to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. For NPR News, I'm Adrian Andrews in Tallahassee.
The Department of Veterans Affairs overpaid top executives by nearly $11 million last year. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports on the VA Inspector General's investigation.
When Congress wrote the PACT Act, a massive expansion of VA benefits for troops exposed to toxic chemicals, it included funds to attract and retain VA executives. The aim was to stay competitive with hiring in-demand health executives to deal with a deluge of new claims. That was in 2022. But last September, according to an inspector general's report, VA Secretary Dennis McDonough learned that nearly 200 VA executives in Washington got bonuses equal to 25% of their salaries. McDonough himself asked the inspector general to investigate and ordered that the bonuses be paid back. VA says it's still recouping the money, but that no political appointees got bonuses. Republicans in Congress are demanding further investigation. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
Asian markets closed higher. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong up 2.3%. U.S. futures contracts are trading higher. Dow futures up about 0.2%. This is NPR. Four big earthquakes hit off the coast of eastern Taiwan this morning. The country's Central Weather Administration says they struck some 5 minutes apart. The USGS says the biggest was a magnitude 5.8. There are no immediate reports of injury or damage. ChatGPT maker OpenAI says it's exploring how to responsibly allow users to make AI-generated pornography. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, experts say the decision could flood the internet with so-called deepfake porn.
Under OpenAI's current rules, anything considered not safe for work is banned. But now the influential AI company says it is rethinking whether that should be the case. That could mean its tools could one day allow for AI-generated pornography. Tiffany Lee is a law professor at the University of San Francisco.
There might be some good uses for using ChatGPT or other AI for things that might be good, sexual education and so on. But there is a lot of risk that people might use these tools for things like non-consensual deep fake imagery, which can be very harmful.
It comes as a new class of AI apps allow users to nudify photos, which have spread rapidly across high schools in the U.S. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
The UK's economy has emerged from a technical recession. The Office of National Statistics says the gross domestic product rose by 0.6% in the first quarter. That beat expectations as the production sector rose 0.8% and the services sector grew by 0.7% for the first time since the first quarter of last year. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capital One. With the Spark Cash Plus card, you earn unlimited 2% cash back on every purchase for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Terms and conditions apply.